This is a presentation of a part of him.com. The comments and opinions expressed in this program do not necessarily represent the views of a part of him.com, Death Ray Comics, or for that matter, any real intelligent people.
Hey y'all, it's Trent, aka A Part of Him, and if you're listening to this, then you're already familiar with the many podcasts on the A Part of Him network. However, I'll bet most of you aren't familiar with the original A Part of Him podcast. In 2010, I made my first foray into the murky waters of podcasting, and there were many growing pains along the way. Like even just 5 years ago, in 2010, there was so little about DIY podcasting on the web. That I literally hit every single bump in the road. And here I am with a lot of flat tires and a broken transmission, but I'm still on the road, so I feel pretty good about it. I thought it would be really fun to go back and remaster, I have an idea a little bit about audio now, and re-release the podcasts from the very first podcast that I did, the A Part of Him podcast. The same time that I was doing the A Part of Him podcast in 2010, I also did a podcast called A Straight View Out of the Closet, which was me asking my gay friends the questions that, like, we straights, we have, but we're, like, afraid or shy and don't really know how to bring up, but we're, like, we want to know about, you know, gay life. It was a great podcast. It was surprisingly featured on the New and Noteworthy and kind of crashed the site for the guy who was hosting it at the time. I felt bad, but it was kind of cool. Sadly, it only had a handful of episodes, but it was something that I enjoyed, and I really would like to do it again. But due to a server change with my hosting company that I wasn't aware of, at least until it was too late, I lost almost all of the episodes of the A Part of Him podcast and all of the episodes of A Straight View Out of the Closet. So I'm going to remaster and repost the episodes that I've got. But if anyone listening, by some sliver of a miracle, still has those original Part of Him podcast episodes and A Straight View Out of the Closet episodes, please get in contact with me. I will so make it worth your while if you have those. Please, if anyone out there by some miracle has them still, let me know. Okay, so with all of that behind us, I give you episode 1 of the A Part of Him podcast from February 2010.
Hey everybody, welcome to my very first podcast, so bear with me on this one because I'm not sure how it's going to go, but we're just going to kind of play it by ear and see how it goes. I'm really excited about it though. Big weekend this weekend. It is has been Valentine's Day weekend, and so just wanted to go ahead and kind of talk about some things, all things love. Or at least something that I happen to love a whole lot. I found in this life that we lead, the best thing you can look forward to are the small things. And one small thing that I look forward to every single day is eating. Now, something that I happen to love that I eat is Burger King. And since it is in the spirit of Valentine's Day, I thought I would go ahead and kind of talk about. I got a little story about Burger King I wanted to share with you guys. My roommate Kyle has actually happened upon some coupons by one way or another, which now make it possible for us to get free value meals at the Burger King, which is great because it's just really, really close to the house. I've even started walking a lot there. But we've been taking full advantage of that, and that's been working out really nicely. We Gosh, it's just so great because, you know, there's two type of coupons that work out. One is just for a free Aggie meal, which is a smaller meal, but still it's free, so it's great. And then the other one is for you pay the full price for a meal, but then you get the same sandwich again for free, and you got to eat it at the same time just because you can't save a burger for later. So you just got to eat it, which is what I've been doing. Excuse me. But I had an incident the other day. Normally, yeah, like I said, I have been walking, but I can't remember. I think I just got off work and it had been a rough day or something. So I was like, you know what? Screw it. I'm going to Burger King. And I'm going to go ahead and just buy the burger. Worked out really good for me, actually, because for the past few weeks, you haven't been able to get the steakhouse burger, but they brought out a new steakhouse burger, which is phenomenal. Three cheese, bacon, peppercorn, Parmesan sauce. I mean, it is a fat kid's dream. So go out there and try it because it is that good. I absolutely loved it. But that's kind of a digression. So I go there and I get it. I order it. I drove this time because I'd just gotten off of work. And I was driving back home. And I was a little gassy from whatever I'd had for lunch. Probably something from the quick stop, so no surprise there. And so I farted, which, you know, it's normal. It happens to the best of us. And I, got to the house and started walking inside. And as I was walking in, I was like, wait a second. There's not a whole lot of friction going on, you know, in the butt cheek area. It's kind of smooth back there, kind of swishing back and forth kind of quickly. So I didn't really know. I didn't really know what to think of it, and so, you know, just one of those things where you just maybe go to the bathroom and check it out. So I did, and lo and behold, didn't even know it, but while I was through the drive-thru, I sharted. For those of you who don't know what that is, a shart is a contraction of shit and fart. And I had farted and shit at the same time, so I sharted. Kind of embarrassing. But you know what? I think it's definitely happened to all of us. The problem is that now, ever since that day a couple of weeks ago, I've just been super, super sketchy because I didn't realize I had done it. And granted, I am a sweaty dude. Okay, if I'm awake, I am sweating, and that includes SWAS, which is a contraction of sweat and ass, or sweaty ass, excuse me. So, yeah, I have SWAS all the time, and especially at work, I'm super paranoid of this, because I've got my own little cubicle, I'm in the corner or whatever, so I can pass gas at free will and everything, and I won't think of it, and I'll just, you know, lean back and let one, let one out, and at that point, I remember, oh, crap. Did I shart? I don't know. And then I've got, you know, I don't know if I've sharted or if my butt's just sweaty because I've been sitting in this chair that doesn't have a lot of ventilation and my cubicle's hot as it is. And so, and the problem is, you know, it's not like you can just stick your hand back there, you know, because A, I'm in a public setting and that's going to be a problem. And B, you know, it's my hands getting up stinking anyway. You know, I already go to the bathroom a lot as it is, so I can't make an extra trip to the bathroom again. So it's just one of those things where, you know, you got to kind of stretch out a little and maybe just do the lunge here to the left, to the right in the chair, you know, try to see how squishy it is back there, if it's just sweat or if you've actually, you know let a little something out in the back. And you never know. And that's the problem. So that's kind of the dilemma I've been in the past few days. Always sweaty, pass gas, don't know if I've sharted, feel like I have. I'm in doubt for maybe 15, 20 minutes till I go to the bathroom, check. And every one of them that I thought could have been has been a complete false alarm. But the question is now, you're thinking, well, Trent, have you learned your lesson? Maybe Burger King's contributing to that problem, which, you know, I'll be honest, I had probably eaten Burger King the day before. I sharted myself. But the answer is no. No, it hasn't changed things. And I think that the moral of the story is that once you find something that you love, you don't let dumb things, you know, things that might be inconvenient, like sharding yourself, stop you. And I'd like, you know, you can maybe take this into a whole realm of life in and of itself, whether or not, you know, that guy you like, if liking him is inconvenient, or, you know, if that girl that you've got a relationship, you've got to travel to get to see her, you know, that's kind of a, you know, we've all got our own charts of sorts in our lives, and I just would like to implore all of you to not let the, the charts get in the way of what truly makes you happy. And for me, that is Burger King. I just wanted to say thank you all for listening to this first podcast from a part of him.blogspot.com, and please tune in soon.
Well, there you have it, the first episode of the A Part of Him podcast from February 2010, and this has been the first episode of A Part of Him. This was going to be a new weekly podcast where I'm going to share my life with anyone who's willing to listen. It's also going to be a place where I can revisit some things from my past and look to the future. I don't know, it's going to be an experiment, but I'm excited. This episode was brought to you by Fred Tiege and John Twiss, two solid dudes who both made purchases from Death Ray Comics' eBay page this week. It's through Death Ray Comics that we actually keep this podcast network running, so thanks, Fred, and thanks, John. You guys should go thank them, too, on Twitter. You can find Fred on Twitter at FredTeegge, and John is at Mayor of Beertown. Additionally, the network is perpetually funded by the faithful Death Ray Squadron members who have regular comic book subscriptions from Death Ray Comics. We just mail them out to you. If you'd like to know more about supporting the network, just go to apartofhim.com/support. Also, if you'd like to send me an email about A Part of Him, this newest podcast on the network, you can go ahead and send those emails to apartofhim.podcast@gmail.com. And who knows, I'll probably just end up responding in an episode. Thanks again for tuning in, and seriously, thanks to all who support the network, even just by rating the podcast or even just by telling people about these podcasts. That's just as important as the financial support that we get. So, that's it. Until next week, from A Part of Him.
You have
been listening
to another program on the A Part of Him.
A Part of Him.
Podcast. Network.
I bet my Wookiee.